From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama has arrived in Ghana on his first visit to sub-Saharan Africa since taking office. Obama, whose father was Kenyan, is expected to receive a warm welcome as he visits Africa on the heels of his recent attendance at the G8 summit in Italy and an earlier visit to Russia. The president is slated to meet President John Adamills and address Ghana's parliament. Earlier today, Mr. Obama sat down with Pope Benedict XVI at the Vatican. A leaner General Motors has emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy just 40 days after falling under court supervision. The unusually quick exit from bankruptcy creates a new GM with fewer brands, diminished debt, and less onerous contracts. However, for management, the question remains whether new, more nimble company can do what the previous GM failed to do, boost its U.S. car and truck sales. Mary Ann Keller is an independent auto industry analyst.
Coming out of bankruptcy, they'll have a much more competitive cost structure, but at the end of the day, their biggest challenge has been and will continue to be how to get people to consider buying a General Motors brand vehicle. And that is not changed by bankruptcy.
New GM will be majority owned by the U.S. and Canadian governments. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is proposing strong new regulations on dealers in financial instruments called derivatives. The freewheeling market has been blamed in part for the worldwide financial crisis. NPR's Paul Brown reports.
Trading in derivatives has been almost entirely without regulation. And when those underlying assets, including subprime mortgages, lost value, it contributed to disaster in financial markets. Treasury Secretary Geithner told a joint congressional committee that he wants derivatives traders to prove they have capital to cover their investments and to keep much better records. Changes in derivatives regulation would be one small part of the Obama administration's plan to overhaul the financial system, which is facing months of consideration in Congress. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
New government report shows President Bush's secret eavesdropping programs were much more widespread than previously thought, and NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
In 2005, the New York Times revealed that the president was eavesdropping on Americans without court oversight. This new report says that was just one aspect of a much larger secret spying program. The other parts remain classified. This report says only the president was allowed to decide who could learn about the program. When Attorney General John Ashcroft asked to have his deputy and his chief of staff briefed, the White House said no. Eventually, many top officials at the Justice Department threatened to resign because they believed the program was illegal. It was eventually modified to address their concerns. This report also concludes that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez did not intentionally lie to Congress under oath. However, quote, his testimony was confusing, inaccurate, and had the effect of misleading those who were not knowledgeable about the program. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. According to China's state-run news agency, the death toll from ethnic rioting in the country's western Xinjiang region has now risen to at least 180. The Chinese news agency reported today the death toll includes 137 Han Chinese and 46 Uyghurs. Since ethnic rioting that broke out this past Sunday in the capital of Urumqi, security has been tight with thousands of troops patrolling the streets there. Spanish cyclist Alberto Contador pulled ahead of his American teammate and rival Lance Armstrong in today's seventh stage of the Tour de France. It was the first mountainous leg of the tour. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
The race began in the Spanish city of Barcelona on the Mediterranean seashore and ended at an elevation of 7,350 feet in the Principality of Andorra in the Pyrenees. The decisive moment in the 140-mile leg came near the end. Alberto Contador, the 2007 winner, made a move with a little over a mile to go. He crossed the line in ninth place, but still a full 21 seconds ahead of the seven-time American champion. The winner of the stage was Frenchman Brice Feuillou, but Italian Rinaldo Nocentini now leads overall, with a six-second lead on Contador, and with Armstrong 2 seconds behind the Spaniard in third place. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
The nation's trade shortfall, the difference between what U.S. manufacturers send abroad and foreign companies ship to the U.S., narrowed in May. Government says the trade deficit fell to its lowest level in some 9 years as exports rose slightly while weak demand as a result of the ongoing recession pushed down imports. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 36 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.